നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യം നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേത് നഷ്ടപ്രായസ ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠികീ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി റീഡിംഗ് ടുഡേ ഫ്രം ദ തേർഡ് കാൻറ്റോ, second chapter entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna, text number 28. It is the second last day of Kartik and we have been discussing the Lord's childhood pastime wherein he got bound by his mother. And in this chapter Uddhava is also going to speak about the Lord's pastimes. So as that chapter is almost ending, the one we were reading, we're going to be looking at this verse today. Text 28. Komarim darshayang steshtam preksaniyam rajaukasam rudanivaha sanmugda bala simhavalokanam. കൗമരിം ദശയം സ്തഷ്ടാം പ്രേക്ഷണീയാം രജൗകസാം രുദനിവാഹ സന്മുഗ്ധാം ബാലസിംഹാവലോകനാം. കൗമരിം ദശയം സ്തഷ്ടാം പ്രേക്ഷണീയാം രജൗകസാം ഹൃദനിവാഹ സന്മുഗ്ധം ബാലസിംഹാവലോകനം. Word for word translation. Kaumarim, just suitable to childhood. Darshayan, while showing. Cheshtam, activities. Prekshaniyam, worthy to be seen. Vraja okasam, by the inhabitants of the land of Vrindavan. Rudan, crying. Evam, like. Hasan, laughing. Mugdam, struck with wonder. Bala Singham, lion cub, Avalokanam, looking like that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the Lord displayed His activities just suitable for childhood, He was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes He would cry and sometimes laugh, just like a child. And while so doing, He would appear like a lion cub. Purport. If anyone wants to enjoy the childhood pastimes of the Lord, then he has to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Raja, like Nanda, Upananda and other parental inhabitants. A child may insist on having something and cry like anything to get it, disturbing the whole neighborhood, and then immediately after achieving the desired thing, he laughs. Such crying and laughing is enjoyable to the parents and elderly members of the family. And so the Lord would simultaneously cry and laugh in this way and merge His devotee parents in the humor of transcendental pleasure. These incidents are enjoyable only by the residents of Raja like Nanda Maharaj and not by the impersonalist worshippers of Brahman or Paramatma. Sometimes when attacked in the forest by demons, Krishna would appear struck with wonder, but He looked on them like the cub of a lion and killed them. His childhood companions would also be struck with wonder, and when they came back home, they would narrate the story to their parents, and everyone would appreciate the qualities of their Krishna. Child Krishna did not belong only to His parents Nanda and Yashoda. He was the son of all the elderly inhabitants of Vrindavan, and the friend of all contemporary boys and girls. Everyone loved Krishna. He was the life and soul of everyone, including the animals, the cows, and the calves. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtang Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurana Vaishnavangscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitangscham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacham Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Komarim Dasyang Stishtang Prekshaniyam Rajaukasam Rudaniva Hasan Mugda Bala Simhavalokanam. When the Lord displayed His activities just suitable for childhood, He was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes He would cry and sometimes laugh, just like a child. And while so doing, He would appear like a lion cub. Hare Krishna. So before speaking anything on this verse, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that we can say something that is purificatory for ourselves and for the pleasure of all the Vaishnavas present. In this particular verse, Uddhava, who is a very close and intimate associate of Lord Krishna, is remembering Lord Krishna's activities. And as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, that if one wants to enjoy the pastimes, especially the childhood pastimes of the Lord, then one has to follow the residents of Vrindavan. Here, Mahatma Vidur, he had approached Uddhava and asked Uddhava to speak something about Lord Krishna's pastimes. He had urged Uddhava to remember about Lord Krishna's pastimes. This was after Lord Krishna was no longer present physically on the planet. And the previous chapters, they narrate how Mahatma Vidura is asking Uddhava so many questions about the residence of Dwarka and how his Lord Shri Krishna is doing. And Uddhava then replies and he says, "What can I tell you? We have been engulfed by darkness. Lord Krishna and his associates are no longer there. Only I am remaining." And in speaking about this, then Uddhava starts remembering about Lord Krishna. This is a very essential part of the devotee's life, to remember about Lord Krishna. And in this particular verse, Uddhava is remembering about Lord Krishna's wonderful, sweet childhood pastimes. The sages of Nainisaranya, when they approached Suta Goswami, they asked him 6 questions. And amongst those 6 questions, the first one being, what is the ultimate good of all people? You have studied all the scriptures, you know the essence of all scriptures. So what should be the ultimate good for all people? Please tell us. And as they were asking these questions, one question they asked amongst those 6 questions was, why did Lord Krishna appear as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki? Why particularly he appeared like this? And what pastimes did he do as well? Because the childhood pastimes of the Lord, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, the childhood pastimes of the Lord can only be understood and witnessed by the residents of Raja. As Sukhdev Goswami is also, as he is narrating what Uddhava is remembering, he is saying these pastimes of the Lord, they were only visible to the residents of Vrindavan. And over the last 1 month almost, we have been hearing a particular childhood pastime of the Lord, in that how he got bound by his mother. This is one pastime where the Lord cries. Here Uddhava is mentioning that in his childhood pastimes, sometimes the Lord would cry, sometimes he would laugh, and sometimes he would do activities, everyone is struck with wonder. How is this possible? And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, even Lord Krishna himself would be struck with wonder. Sometimes he would see some demon and he would get struck with wonder. As we read in the pastime of Agasura, all his friends, the cows, they were all entering Agasura and Lord Krishna was standing outside. He was thinking, how do I deal with this? Such a big snake is lying on the road. All my friends, they're saying, yeah, you'll kill him. We don't have a worry. We are going to enter. No problem. Now Lord Krishna was thinking, momentarily he was thinking, how do I kill this thing? So here Uddhava is remembering. Less like we've been discussing one particular pastime, how Lord Krishna cried. I think it's the only pastime where he cried. And really cried. Rudantam muhur netra yugmam rijantam. He was crying, tears flowing from his eyes, breathing heavily, chest heaving up and down. So Uddhava is remembering this. And not only Uddhava, as we have been discussing, Mother Yashoda is also remembering this. Ekada Grihadasishu, when all the maidservants of the household, they were busy in other activities. Mother Yashoda, she dadi mantham swayam. She thought, let me myself with my own hands churn butter. And while she was doing that, she was remembering smarantam. And as she was remembering Lord Krishna's pastimes, she was also composing poems. Here Uddhava is doing the same. remembering Lord Krishna's pastimes. This is a very essential part of our devotees' lives. When we read about such devotees, Uddhava, he was initiated into Vraj Bhakti when Lord Krishna sent him with a message to the gopis. At that time, Uddhava, when he met the gopis, he was giving them jnana. Oh, you shouldn't lament. You know, Lord Krishna is present everywhere. He's in everyone's heart. He's not gone anywhere. But what it meant to be a lover of Lord Krishna, what it meant to be a devotee of Lord Krishna, the gopis taught Uddhava. And after that, Uddhava said that all my knowledge, I was disciple of Brihaspati, so learned, vastly learned, all that is useless compared to the devotion that the gopis are showing. So here he is remembering that those childhood pastimes, the Vrajvasis, they could understand. They could get to relish these wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So when we read about such devotees, Uddhava, Mother Yashoda herself, how they are remembering the Lord's pastimes, they are trying to tell us, we also have to get into the habit of remembering the Lord's pastimes. When Parikshit Maharaj, he asked Sukhdev Goswami, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And what is the duty of someone in any circumstance? Then Sukhdev Goswami immediately, he replied, Tasman ekena manasa bhagavan ishvaro hari shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyas chetsa bhayam. One should, with one pointed attention, hear about, glorify and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the duty. And a few verses later, Sukhdev Goswami says that one should Hare Namanu Kirtanam. One should constantly engage in chanting the holy names of the Lord. So this is our duty as devotees. How to get into the habit? Kirtaniya Sadahari. How to get into the habit of constantly hearing, glorifying and remembering the Lord's wonderful activities. You see, Uddhava is doing it. Mother Yashoda, in this wonderful pastime of binding Lord Krishna, she is also remembering. When we remember what happens, when we remember about Lord Krishna, then Lord Krishna is personally present. There is no difference between Lord Krishna's name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, and even remembrance about him. Arjuna, he proved this. In the first canto we read how Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was observing ill omens in the environment and he could deduce that Lord Krishna has left the planet. And when Arjuna came, Arjuna was so morose. Yudhishthir Maharaj started asking him questions. What happened? Why you attacked on the way? Couldn't you give some protection to someone who needed it? What has happened? Why are you so morose? Then Arjuna, eventually he replied that our friend, my most dear friend, Lord Krishna, he is no longer present. And then he started thinking about Lord Krishna. He started remembering when Lord Krishna was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the only reason we won was because he was there. And then when he started remembering about Kurukshetra, he started remembering Lord Krishna's instructions, the Bhagavad Gita. And as he was remembering the Lord's instructions, immediately he felt the presence of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna was there. And so from being extremely morose, he became extremely jubilant simply by remembering Lord Krishna's instructions. Because they're non-different. They're non-different. The residents of Vrindavan also, although it appeared that Lord Krishna left for Mathura, but and never returned, But he was always there because the residents of Vrindavan, they were constantly remembering Lord Krishna. Everything they would see, they would remember Lord Krishna. Oh, here Lord Krishna was playing with us. Here Lord Krishna killed this demon. Here Lord Krishna did this. Here Lord Krishna distributed makhan to all the monkeys. And in this way, they were never feeling separate from Lord Krishna. They were always feeling, Lord Krishna is right here. So much so that when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, Yashoda Ma, she was behaving like Lord Krishna is there. She was preparing lunch, saying, oh, my Krishna will come soon, he will take lunch. And Uddhava was completely bewildered. How is this possible? He was even giving gyan to Yashoda Ma. That, oh, you know, your son, he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's there in your heart. He's gone. You don't need to make lunch. But, you know, you can meditate on him, as here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that these wonderful activities of the residents of Vrindavan, they are not enjoyed by the impersonalists or those even meditating on Paramatma. And Uddhava was telling this to the Vrajavasis. You know, Paramatma is there, you meditate on him. They were meditating on Swayam Bhagavan. So Yashoda Ma, she told him, what do you mean Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And she initiated him into how Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is dependent on Yashoda Ma. If she doesn't feed him, she doesn't take care of him, then Lord Krishna will be in trouble. So therefore, we find that these devotees, they constantly remember the wonderful activities of the Lord. Therefore he comes. In the Bhagavatam, many, many verses, especially in the first canto, Sutta Goswami is mentioning, as he is answering this question of the rishis of Nainisaranya, why did Lord Krishna appear as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki? He says one reason he appeared was to provide them an opportunity to attract these fallen conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. And he does that by displaying this wonderful pastime of Vrindavan. So that everyone can get an opportunity to engage in Krishna Katha. In the nectar of devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions so many rules and regulations that one needs to follow in order to advance in devotional service. But of all these rules and regulations, in the end he concludes, he says, all these rules and regulations are subservient. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatu chit. They are all subservient to this one rule. What is that one rule? Always remember Krishna, never forget Lord Krishna. So we see here, these devotees, they're teaching us by their own behavior. Sometimes, some devotees, they get a misconception that once we are sufficiently practiced in devotional service, all this hearing, chanting, remembering doesn't need to go on. But we see, even someone in the position of Yashoda Ma, her hearing, her chanting, her remembering is still going on. Uddhava, he's showing the same. Arjuna showed the same. Prahlad Maharaj, he also gave the same instructions. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. And we see our Acharya Rupa Goswami, he is also saying the same thing. So why should we remember? What is the benefit of remembering? One is that Krishna will be present. But another benefit of remembering Lord Krishna's pastimes is that our mind will get purified. Unless and until the mind is not at the lotus feet of the Lord, spiritual life becomes impossible. Therefore, throughout the Bhagavad Gita, throughout the Bhagavatam, throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Acharyas, Lord Krishna himself, they are stressed on this point. How to conquer the mind? In Bhagavad Gita, many, many verses, Lord Krishna is saying, give your mind to me. Maeva mana adatva mai buddhim niveshaya nivashishyasi maeva ata urdvam na sangshaya. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mameva shashi satyam te prati jane priyosime. So many verses, Lord Krishna, a whole chapter almost, the sixth chapter, Lord Krishna is speaking about how to make the mind one's friend. One's friend, when does the mind become the friend? The mind becomes the friend when it's following the instructions of the Lord, when it's acting according to the Lord's instructions. But if it is going against the Lord's instructions, then instead of becoming a friend, it becomes the greatest enemy. In the fifth canto, Rishabhdev, when he is instructing his sons, he also says the same thing. He speaks lengthily about control of the mind, how to conquer this. The beauty of devotional service is such that simply by remembering Lord Krishna's pastimes, the mind comes under control. One can conquer the mind. Therefore, one who has controlled the mind, one who has conquered the mind, he has already achieved the super soul. Lord Krishna says this in the sixth chapter. For one whose mind is under control, the super soul is already reached. And he becomes free from dualities, honor, dishonor, happiness, distress, night and day, heat and cold. In the material world, we are surrounded by dualities, man and woman. And our mind is always engaged in these dualities. Friend and enemy. But if one has conquered the mind, then there are no dualities. And the easiest way to conquer the mind is to hear and remember pastimes of the Lord. And then what happens? Once the mind is conquered, one becomes peaceful in any situation. Therefore, devotees, their quality is shanta, they're peaceful. Look at Prahlad Maharaj. He was peaceful. Prahlad Maharaj is the acharya when it comes to how to achieve the Lord simply by remembrance. He is given as an example. Through hearing, Parikshit Maharaj is given. Through Kirtanam, Sukhdev Goswami is given. But Vishnu Smaranam, Prahlad Maharaj is given. And he was so peaceful. Elephants were sent to break his bones. He was attacked with deadly weapons, put in boiling hot oil, thrown from cliffs, put in a place where there are so many poisonous snakes. So many things were done to him. Hiranyakashipu, who simply raises his eyebrow and the demigods start trembling, was screaming and shouting at his son. Then imagine the fearful situation. If demigods are scared just by him lifting an eyebrow. Look at Prahlad Maharaj. Here Hiranyakashipu was displaying anger, was screaming, was shouting. Prahlad Maharaj was simply peaceful. And he tells his father, your mind is not conquered. Therefore, despite having everything, you have nothing. You are Asurya Varya, the best of the demons. You have conquered the three worlds. Why are you insecure about me thinking about Lord Vishnu? Because your mind is not controlled. You are thinking friend, enemy. Prahlad Maharaj is saying the same things to his father. Why are you thinking Lord Vishnu is your enemy? This is all mental conceptions and concoctions. Give up all this. Prahlad Maharaj was peaceful, Hiranyakashipu wasn't. Despite having everything. Similarly, we read when Vamandev went to King Bali, he wanted to stop the sacrifice. So he approached the arena and Bali Maharaj, he said, I will give you some donation. What do you want? Please ask for something. And Lord Vaman, he only asked for 3 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj said, are you insulting me? I am conqueror of the 3 worlds. Ask for a planet, I'll give it to you. Why are you only asking for 3 steps of land? Lord Vaman, at that point, he says the same thing to Bali Maharaj, who happened to be the great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu. He's saying the same thing. He's saying, for one who has conquered his mind, he doesn't need anything. But for one who has not conquered his mind, even if he has everything, he'll never be peaceful. Never be peaceful. Therefore, we hear about the Lord's pastimes, we read about the Lord's pastimes, we remember the Lord's pastimes. In the lives of our acharyas, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rup Sanatan Goswami, they were holding high posts in the government of Bengal. Sanatan Goswami was the Prime Minister, Rupa Goswami was Chief of Finance. So much opulence they had. When Rupa Goswami retired, he had a boatload of gold coins. But then what happened? Srinivas Acharya says, Chakvaturnamashesha Mandalapati Srinim Sadat Tuchavat Bhutvadina Ganeshako Karunaya Kopina Kantha Shito. One who has a boatload of gold coins. Today we can't even imagine, you know, we can't even see a few gold coins. What to speak about boatload? Rupa Goswami had boatload of gold coins. He gave all that up. He was a mandalapati. He gave all that up and took on simply some kopin and was wandering in the forest of Vrindavan. And he was peaceful. Srila Prabhupada once gave an example that during the struggle for independence for India, Mahatma Gandhi, he had a very good supporter who was always giving him a lot of money. So then at one point, Gandhiji told this supporter, he said, you have given me enough money, I don't want your money now, I want you. You come and help me. And this person became so disturbed, he was thinking, how can I leave all these comforts and, you know, go around with Gandhi from place to place and no, this is... He got so disturbed that within 1 month he left his body. So compare such a person to our Goswamis, who had so much opulence, so much luxury. Yet, despite giving all that up, they were not distressed. They were very peaceful. A few years ago in 2008, you know, there was a whole stock market crash all over the world. Someone was a millionaire and the next day he became a pauper. People committed suicide. They didn't think, oh, after a few days maybe the stock market will go up. They were completely bewildered. Mind was completely uncontrolled. So much so they went and committed suicide. They lost so much money. But a devotee is always peaceful. This the Goswami showed us. Raghunath Das Goswami was so wealthy. His father and uncle at that time, they were getting 2 lakh rupees as rent for their land. But Raghunath Das Goswami left all that and was living on half a cup of chash in Vrindavan. That means they had something which was way more valuable. And they were constantly remembering. Constantly remembering Krishna's pastimes. Roaming around Vrindavan. He Radhe Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Sunokuta. Where are you, my lord? They were constantly thinking of hearing, glorifying and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we remember the activities of the Lord, then through remembrance of these activities, just like this whole month we've been meditating on how Lord Krishna was bound by the love of Mother Yashoda, by constantly meditating on these pastimes, then we will reach Krishna. He says that, Mam eva shyasi satyam te tati jane priyosime. You will certainly come to me. If you constantly think of me, you will come to me. This is our goal. So when we remember how he killed these demons, how he was engaging with such sporting activities with his childhood friends, how he dealt with his parents, how he was a source of joy to all the residents of Vrindavan, as Uddhava is remembering in this particular verse for today, then there is no question of anything else entering our mind. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a full glass of water. If a glass is already full of water, you cannot put something more. It's already full. So the same way, when we constantly remember about the pastimes of the Lord, our mind becomes full, absorbed, then no other nonsense can go in. It's not possible. Even if it goes in, it will overflow and come out. Therefore, we find these instructions, they are repeated everywhere. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavata, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the lives of our acharyas, they are all teaching us how to get to this point of constant absorption in the Lord's transcendental activities. And in this way, one can cross the ocean of material existence. Yat pallava plavam yugam vinidhai kumbham. Right? No, that's not the verse. The verse is in the 10th canto of Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma, he is saying how the Lord's lotus feet are like a boat. Yeah, samashrita. What is it? Yeah, samashrita ye pada pallava plavam. Mahat padyam punya yasho murare. Bhavam buddhi vatsa param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. That if one takes the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, samashrita ye pada pallava plavam, who is known for his wonderful activities, he is known for his fame, then the ocean of material existence becomes so small, it shrinks to the point that it is water contained in the calf's hoof print. And one can easily cross beyond. This is our point. This is our goal. How to remember Krishna constantly. And we can only remember if we hear. The residents of Vrindavan, at that time, there was no WhatsApp. We hear about how Lord Krishna, just a few days ago, we celebrated Govardhan Puja. They had gone to a neighboring village actually. It wasn't in the village that Lord Krishna was there. They had gone to a village of Brahmanas. And there Lord Krishna went and he was asking for some food. And the Brahmana said, "Hey, no, we are busy in Yajna and all this. You come back later or whatever. Get out." But the wives of the Brahmanas, they were hearing about Lord Krishna, so they immediately recognized. And despite their husband's protests, they went and fed Lord Krishna. So how did they hear? Because people used to travel. The milkmen would go from village to village. The ladies, they would go and sell fruits and vegetables village to village. And what would be their talk? "Oh, do you know what Lord Krishna did today? He killed this demon. He killed that demon. He broke this pot. He got chastised by his brother." And in this way, the wives of the Brahmanas, they would hear. And by hearing, they would remember. So when Lord Krishna came, they were able to recognize, yes, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas, they couldn't. They couldn't understand. But the wives, they could. So every day, just like here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that child Krishna did not only belong to Nanda and Yashoda. He belonged to the entire Vrajdham. Every day they would hear. One gopi would go to another gopi and say, "Do you know how Krishna came and stole from my house? And how he cleverly climbed, even though I had hidden it in a very dark place. He cleverly found something, climbed, broke the pot, fed the monkeys. He's such a naughty boy." And they would laugh. They would be joyful. Gopis would be waiting. "When will Krishna come to my house to steal?" And they would even chastise. It's mentioned in the Krishna book. Sometimes they would pinch Krishna, make him cry. He wants something, they would make him dance. Say, "You want sweet? Okay, you dance first, then we'll give you sweet." Yeah. Or they would make him cry for something and then laugh. And Krishna would do what they wanted him to do, then they would give. So Uddhava is remembering that. Yeah. How Krishna was laughing and crying in his childhood pastimes. And how he would do wonderful things. It's like towards the end of this Damodar pastime, in the chapter that we are reading now, Lord Krishna, he has overturned the mortar and he's crawling between two Yamala Arjun trees and the mortar is getting stuck there. And the next chapter will describe how Lord Krishna, with just simple force, he moved between the trees and the trees fell down. Huge crashing sound. And immediately Mother Yashoda, she was in the kitchen, she ran out and she said, "What happened? What happened? How did these trees fall?" And the boys, they would tell Mother Yashoda, "Oh, it was Krishna who did it." Just like they told her when Krishna was simply a small baby and he was lying on his back. It was hot. Mother Yashoda put him underneath a cart because that there was shade there. And Lord Krishna simply touched the cart with his leg and the whole cart fell apart. All the pots, pans that were on the cart itself, the axle, the wheel, the handle, all in different places. Mother Yashoda came, "What happened?" So some boys, they said, "Oh, it was Krishna who touched the cart." "No, no, no, you are all mistaken." Everyone would be struck with wonder. All the coward men came. "How did this cart suddenly, you know, everything has become disintegrated?" They would be struck with wonder. In fact, when Putana was coming to kill Krishna and Nanda Maharaj had gone to Mathura as they are returning, they would be meditating on these pastimes also. How is it that Lord Krishna, you know, this happened, that happened. They were all struck with wonder. So when Lord Krishna fell, the Yamuna Arjuna trees, immediately Yashoda Ma came, "How did this happen?" And Nanda Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj came, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan came. They were all, how did these two trees, they were standing in the courtyard for 100 celestial years, nothing happened. Suddenly what happened? And then the sons of Kuvera, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, they came and they offered wonderful prayers to the Lord. And amongst that prayer, they prayed for the same thing, what we are discussing today. They said, "Let us, our mind and senses, O Lord, from today on, doesn't matter what we did previously. Henceforth," they use the word, "henceforth, from today onwards, let our mind and senses be constantly absorbed in your service. Let us hear, let our ears hear about your glories. Let our words describe your glories. Let our mind be constantly absorbed in thinking about your lotus feet." This is the prayer they ask for. So as we are coming to the close of this wonderful auspicious month, similarly, we should be praying in this way that, "O Lord, this 1 month we tried as much, but now the months that are coming up ahead, let us also be similarly absorbed in thinking about you. Let our mind and senses be absorbed in constantly remembering about you. So in this way then, you will not be a stranger to us." Lord Krishna says, for one who, in the Bhagavad Gita, "For one who constantly remembers me, I am a friend in him and he is a friend in me." So this is our goal as practicing devotees. We want to get to the point where we are always thinking about Lord Krishna. Just like the sons, they prayed in such a wonderful way that, "My Lord, please bless us with this." And in this way, then all the anarthas that are preventing us from experiencing this joy, they will be destroyed. We have a multi-targeted approach. Chanting, Cheto Darpana Majnam, hearing, remembering. And through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he has given us such a system that all these things are put nicely in a wonderful package. We can do all these things the whole day. And in this way, achieve constant remembrance of Lord Krishna. And when we remember Lord Krishna constantly, then we are with Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in the third chapter of the first canto of the Bhagavatam, he says Lord Krishna can be experienced within the pages of the Bhagavatam. One can see Lord Krishna face to face simply by reading the Bhagavatam. So we have the Bhagavatam, we have the Mahamantra, we have devotee association, we have deity worship, we have kirtan, we have so many things. to help us remember Lord Krishna constantly. So we should take advantage and pray that we always remain in an environment where we are constantly absorbed in thinking about Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Today is also the disappearance of Bhugarbha Goswami and Kashishwar Pandit. Not much is known about them. Bhugarbha Goswami accompanied Lokanath Goswami to Vrindavan. He saw how Lokanath Goswami was very, very distraught. He was actually the maternal uncle of Lokanath Goswami. So he saw how Lokanath Goswami was so distraught because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Lokanath Goswami and told him, go to Vrindavan. And after sannyas, I will come there. And Lokanath Goswami, thinking how Lord will take sannyas, his wonderful hair, curly hair, beautiful hair, they will come off and he will adorn the dress of a sannyasi. Oh, he was inconsolable. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced him and gave him some spiritual instructions and somehow or other convinced him, you go to Vrindavan, I'll come soon. So Bhugarbha Goswami, seeing how Lokanath Goswami was very, very distraught, he decided, okay, let me also go with him. And they were the first two of Mahaprabhu's associates who had gone to Vrindavan. And Kashishwar Pandit, he was also told, go to Vrindavan. And Kashishwar Pandit said, it's not possible that I leave you. So you tell me, he's telling Mahaprabhu this, you tell me how I can follow your order and at the same time I don't leave you. So Mahaprabhu then, he gave him a self-manifested deity of himself. And on the day that he gave him, they were actually sitting together, the deity of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu, in Kashishwar's house, they were taking prasadam. And that deity was then given to Kashishwar and told, you go to Vrindavan. So today is also their disappearance day. And we can pray to them that how, as Kashishwar Pandit also, he got Mahaprabhu with him to take to Vrindavan, that similarly we can also be in a position to have Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with us constantly. Hare Krishna. I'll end there. I was told to end a little bit early because there is a Ishta Goshti today. If there are any questions or comments, we have a few minutes. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. You mentioned about how all our activities and our, we should always try to think about the Lord, make ourselves. So, out of the 9 processes of devotional service, this Vishnu Smaranam, Shravanam, Vandanam, like that, seems to be, a passive form of devotional service. So, how to understand that? As we understand that, Jivera Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das, that how finally I have to serve the Lord, so whether, it seems to be a very passive form of devotional service. So what is more important, is an active devotional service or, given an option, to hear Krishna Katha and at the same time to organize or manage that event. So often, devotees, and we also try to, serve the need. What is the need at this point? So many devotees will opt for, hearing Krishna Katha like that. Nobody will be there to manage, to organize the event. So how to understand that these forms of devotion service is also an, equally important, as we see that out of 9% of devotion service, each, like any of these limbs can, make us perfect and achieve the goal of our life. So how to understand this active and passive form of devotional service?
Okay, so very nice question. And the question has been answered by Mother Yashoda herself in the first verse of the 9th chapter of the 10th canto. She is churning yogurt, active, she is doing seva, but at the same time she is remembering and glorifying the wonderful activities of her son. So it is not mutually exclusive. Prahlad Maharaj, he was a king. We read about his before the death of his father. But a description is also given after the death of his father. Prahlad Maharaj was ruling his kingdom, but at the same time he was constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. We just, you know, last month we were reading about Maharaj Amrish, how he was also engaged in ruling his kingdom. But he is one of the examples of Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything to the Lord. So they are not mutually exclusive. If we think they are mutually exclusive, then we need to go back and see, understand properly. Right? It is not that, you know, while doing seva, we cannot hear, remember, glorify. We can. It can go on simultaneously. And we shouldn't say also that, oh, I want to remember and hear, but I don't want to do seva. So that's also not correct. Arjuna, he was told, you shoot the arrow, but mam anusmaram yudyacha. While shooting the arrow, you think of me. So, they're not exclusive. Arjuna was engaged on the warfare, he was strategizing, fighting, but same time, he was constantly remembering the Lord. And the example Srila Prabhupada gives is of a woman who has a paramukha, a lover. She'll do all her activities perfectly, but all the time, she's constantly thinking about her lover. So we have to be physically engaged. We cannot say, no, no, I'm meditating on the pastime. So that meditation can happen even being physically engaged. Srila Prabhupada, in his own life, he showed us this. Every moment he was Krishna conscious. But he was managing, he was preaching, he was writing, he was translating, he was doing so many things. So we have to cultivate that kind of devotional service. How, and with the guidance of our spiritual masters, with expert devotees, they can guide us and train us how to do that. How to be constantly engaged and also constantly absorbed. How to do the two. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, time and again, he says, one needs to engage in devotional service under the expert guidance of a spiritual master. Spiritual master will tell us how to do that. Yeah. Or whichever devotees are taking care of us, they'll tell us how to do that. Yeah. According to our own particular circumstances, and circumstances, that will happen. Okay? Any other questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Small comment. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that deity to Kashishwar Pandit, he named the deity as Gaur Govinda.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Any other questions or comments? Grantra Srimad Bhagatam ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.